Hey guys, it's Ed. I'm coming in live from the podcast studio here in New York City. It's on the warm side today, and I last night I had game night with one of my friends and his beautiful fiance and some of their pals. And it made me think, oh, you know, a drunk gossip drinking game. I'm working on that. There will be an episode where we are playing a drinking game. I'm probably going to make it on the weekend so we can all sleep in the next day. So today, I realize I haven't been telling you that I've been drinking. That's mostly because it's been Mike's Hard and Smirnoff, and y'all don't want to hear about that. You want to hear about the fancy-ass shit. I know. I read the emails. So, today I made some adult lemonade, and I will remind you of what that is, when I do drunk cooking, because apparently that's the thing that people want me to do. But basically it's limoncello, champagne, and I always puree some strawberries, because I like strawberry, lemonade. So, okay. Billy Bush is, like, somewhere in there he's related to the Bushes, the President Bushes. I don't know how, and I don't really care to look, because I don't, you know, more and more, like, I like that family. I used to hate George W. Bush with a passion. Mandy will attest to that, but, yeah, now I'm seeing, like, you know, he did the best job he could do, he knew how to do, and he loved the country. Well, his whatever, Billy Bush, who used to be a host on the Today Show and was allegedly being groomed to replace Matt Lauer, got fired after Pussygate. You know, when he was seen or heard on the tape laughing when Trump was bragging about being a celebrity and how he could grab any woman and kiss her and fondle her with impunity. So he lost his job due to that. Some people think that Matt Lauer set his ass up. And to be honest, it wouldn't surprise me. Well, now Billy Bush's wife is going the way of NBC and saying, you're fired. And she's fired him as her husband. When she filed the paperwork, it was for irreconcilable differences, which basically means either he cheated or she was tired of role-playing as Melania and him as Trump. And that is a really sick admission I just put into all of our heads. I either owe you guys a drink or an apology, or both. As soon as Mandy listens to this, she's going to text me and yell at me for it. I'm already anticipating that text. And I'm stuttering because even I'm still, like, I can't believe I said that. This is why I need the blog so I can edit what I say, and that traumatizes all. Billy and his wife did separate back in September, and different states have different rules, but most of the time you have to be separated for a little while, so it's not really a big shock that the divorce announcement came through. And apparently Billy was offered a ton of jobs being a talking head, and he's turned them all down because he wants to do something with his own whiskey. Ryan Reynolds can't pull that shit off, and he's hot. Billy Bush, you need to get a hold of yourself. No one is going to want Bush whiskey. It sounds what lesbians do at night. The wife, I keep wanting to call her Lauren. I know that's not really her name. The wife, though, is asking for spousal support and primary and joint physical custody of the kids. you know, it's always sad when a marriage ends, but I'm sure she got really tired of that role playing. I'll be right back.
Alright. Y'all are going to need an extra strength
drink for this. We're going to talk about the douche nozzle known as Harvey Weinstein. Why am I doing this to us? Mostly because he's a newsmaker and unfortunately was a big part of Hollywood. He did an interview with a journalist from The Spectator. The journalist's name is, I'm not saying it right, probably, but Tacky. Tacky Theodakaropoulos. Wow, that's quite the mouthful. Anyways, so we're just going to call him Tacky. And basically, Tacky did an interview for The Spectator in which he claims that Harvey Weinstein admitted that he would trade movie roles for sex. Now, for every one of those people who have decried Me Too, who have said that the movement was based on lies, your argument has just been inundated, and it's been proven false, just like Hillary's Pizzagate and Hillary's emails and Benghazi. Of course, you're going to stick to it, which, you know, we expect nothing less, but you've been proven wrong. In fact, the direct quote from Harvey Weinstein is, "Yes, I did offer women acting jobs in exchange for sex. But so did and still does everyone." So, basically, in a way, he's saying, yeah, I did it, but it's okay because everyone else was doing it. And apparently that's okay with him. Like, I guess if his daughters went out and had orgies with a bunch of friends and whatnot, and she came home and said, "Hey, Dad, we had orgies, you know, we smoked some blunts, we got drunk, wasted, whatever. But it's cool because everyone else did it, he'd be okay with it." Because, I mean, literally, that's what he just did. And he still denies any actual rape. But this is a big deal because he has always maintained that he didn't do that. So he just proved himself to be a liar. You know, the thing is, you can't go around saying things that aren't true. Especially when it comes to this, like, the Me Too movement and stuff, because the truth will come out. As much as Kevin Spacey bungled his case, I think he did a couple things very well. First, he never denied doing it. He never denied attacking and touching Anthony Rapp in the bad way. He used the "I don't remember" defense. But it's easy to believe that because it was almost 30 years ago. Harvey Weinstein didn't do that. He has always maintained that it was completely consensual. Which maybe in his mind, I guess you could justify, well, you know, she got something out of it, she said yes, so it's consensual. But it's not. And let me just be very, very, very clear about this. A boss or someone in the position of power offering a promotion, or a movie, or a raise, or anything, is sexual harassment. It is considered sexual assault. But the reason why I know this is because I was a manager for a very long time at a local museum, and I had to go through sexual harassment training. When I moved to New York City the first time, I had to go through sexual harassment training for a job, and they were very, very adamant about that. So, yes. He committed a crime. He's going to jail. And thank goodness for that. I'll be right back. And I'm back. And so we'll just kind of continue with the theme of Me Too. Amir Sorvino has been a very, very outspoken activist for the movement. She's been talking about things that have happened to her. Most recently, she talked about how she was gagged with a cum-filled condom behind the scenes one day. And it really just upsets me because she is so... I mean, no one should ever be sexually harassed. But it really strikes me with her because she is so talented and so beautiful. And, you know, she plays Diane, the only woman that Will ever slept with in Will and Grace. And that episode, if you haven't watched it, I'll find the name of it for you. But it was an instant classic. And I'm kind of hoping that she joins the revival. And maybe gets her own spinoff. The episode is called Last X to Brooklyn. Go watch that episode. I promise you it is hilarious. And you know, obviously, she was working with four legends. Eric McCormick, Deborah Messing, Megan Mullally, and Sean Hayes. But she stole the spotlight from them. Somehow. Like, she's just so gifted. Anyways, her Romeo and Michelle High School Reunion co-star, Elaine Hendricks, spoke out and was like, you know, I'm so sorry she had to go through this. It's horrible. I support her and all women. Yada, yada, yada. And really... The whole reason why I wanted to talk about this is, first of all, we love Amir Sorvino. She is the anti-Taylor Swift. And, I mean, who doesn't like talking about Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion? I mean, oh my god. One of the best movies of the 90s. Very underrated. Yeah. I love that movie. I'm going to watch it tonight now. I'm going to be drunk watching it and laughing and crying because Amir Sorvino has been sexually harassed and it's just not okay. And Elaine kind of was feeling the same way I am. She was like, you know, she's so gentle and sturdy. She's like a deer, blah, 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 blah. And I don't get why they mix these metaphors like that because it's like, you're like, nature, no. No nature. Thank you, though. Of course, Harvey Weinstein denies all of her allegations. Amira has said that after she won the Oscar for Mighty Aphrodite, she came out to her and was basically like, you could be the next girl, you could be winning Oscars, yada, yada, yada. And she refused, and he had her blacklisted where she didn't work, or work as much. You know, now she does guest appearances on sitcoms. Last night at game night, before it got started, they were watching Modern Family, and I didn't realize she played one of the girls' boss, and she was, of course, hilarious. You know, there's not very many people who have, like, perfect comedic timing. Melissa McCarthy is one, Amir Sorvino is definitely another. I'd really like to see her
Return as Diane, and Will and Grace, and just get her own spinoff. You guys, let's just make this happen. Let's get this. Let's build her own Will and Grace vehicle. Because I think it would be great. You know what? It would be really, really funny. I cannot remember the name of her character. But Kristen Davis had a really good one-off character as Vince's best friend. So imagine, like, Diane and Kristen Davis, and, you know, we'll find two gay men, and, like, it could be just a companion series. The spinoff could be a companion series in Will and Grace, exploring, like, either the more high-end shenanigans, or maybe, like, they're all celebrities, because Diane worked for Vogue. I forgot what Kristen Davis' character did, but, I mean, it would be very, very easy to do this. Oh my gosh, let's do it. I'll be right back.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.